music to set the mood for our next guest. It's Brian Noonan in for Rokan and Anna DeVellantes here on 720 WGN. After 6 o'clock, it's a Thanksgiving arcade, so be ready. We'll tell you what callers so you can play and win some prizes. On December 3rd, the Chicago History Museum is having a very cool and swanky event, and the Vice President for Interpretation and Education, John Russick, joins me on 720 WGN. John, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for taking some time tonight.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. So for those who haven't been to the Chicago History Museum, what could they expect if they were to go there on a regular basis?
Well, on a regular basis, it's the place to learn about Chicago. I mean, if you want to try and figure out what Chicago's all about, what makes us tick as Chicagoans, our history, and even who we are today, that's the place to go.
And you are the director of curatorial affairs as well. What does that mean? You're the guy who brings everything in?
I'm the director of interpretation and education, and basically what that means is we are the folks who create the public programs and the exhibitions and acquire the collections that help us tell the story of the city.
And we all know if we follow along, you know, if we watch The Untouchables, we know the history of America and Chicago. There was Prohibition, and then Prohibition ended. And bootlegging and Prohibition led to a lot of illicit liquor sales and importation here in Chicago. And that's kind of what the big event, the last speakeasy is about. I mentioned it's December 3rd. What is the last speakeasy?
Well, the last speakeasy is a great, fun event that we hold every year on the anniversary of the last night of Prohibition. So this is December 3rd, 1933, the year and the date that Prohibition was repealed. So this would have been the last night that you could have gone to a speakeasy and been drinking liquor illicitly as far as the federal government was concerned.
And it's costume. What do we expect when we go? It's a ticketed event. It's for ages 21 plus, of course. What can people expect when they come to the last speakeasy? Will there be people dressed like it's the 30s? Will we be drinking time-appropriate cocktails?
Yeah, well, that's all of that and more. There are period cocktails. There are fashions, and we encourage people to come dressed up in period clothes, and we've got the best dressed awards to give out that night, and there'll be great music, of course, great music from the period, a lot of fun and a lot of excitement. It's a really just a great fun evening, a way to mark this period that's so popular and so lives so large in everyone's imagination, I think, that's familiar with this period, but certainly in Chicago. It's a great time for us to sort of reflect on what Chicago was and what it might have been like to be part of this scene.
Am I going to have to knock on the door and somebody will slide a little board and I need a password?
Of course.
That's perfect.
How can we have a last speakeasy without making you give us a password? There'll be lots of things like that we build into this program so that it's just a fun night out. We get a chance to look at this era both historically, but in terms of just why it's so popular in our minds, in our collective minds, in our imagination. This time period was, you know, really significant in terms of American history, but, you know, Chicago was sort of the epicenter for the Prohibition story. And so we just really think that it's a great place and a great story for us to look at this history and really just celebrate this time.
And, John, when you're studying all this, researching it, how many speakeasies were in Chicago during Prohibition? Any idea?
There really isn't any idea. Most of the studies that have been done to try and figure that out are from our anecdotal, Chicago was really one of the centers of the story of Prohibition, largely because we had a very large population that was largely opposed to the law.
Okay.
For different reasons, you know, many of them culturally bound. We had a large immigrant population here, mostly from Europe, people who had drinking as part of their cultural heritage, and it wasn't about drunkenness, it was about traditions and saloons as being gathering places for lots of people of lots of different walks of life. And so Prohibition was very unpopular here.
Mm-hmm.
So largely what you have is a city that sort of was one of the centers of opposition to the law. And in that way, Chicago becomes sort of the place where you can look at this story and look at this history really clear-eyed and see where some good intentions, perhaps, in terms of people's drinking behaviors and trying to make sure that the nation wasn't a nation of drunkards, sort of ran afoul of some pretty fundamental basic rights that we as Americans hold, and they really played out in Chicago in a significant way. And so speakeasies were common, places where people could go and drink, and in many instances the police weren't documenting them so thoroughly and maybe closing them all down because it was a very unpopular thing to do in Chicago. So, it's hard to put a number to the speakeasy, number of speakeasies in Chicago at that time.
And were the speakeasies in Prohibition, was that one of the bigger reasons for the rise in organized crime at that time?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it gives a rise to organized crime in part because there's a local population that's, not necessarily in step with the law. Lots of folks are seeing something that is fundamental to their culture and their personal expression and their family tradition is being denied to them. And so there's a willing population to break the law here somewhat. And once you have that and a big enough population, essentially a big enough black marketplace, right, a place right. where you can have a massive underground economy dealing in illicit liquor, you have the recipe for what becomes a really massive economic opportunity. And if no legitimate organization can take advantage of it, of course, illegitimate ones will step in and do that.
And so the last speakeasy event at the Chicago History Museum celebrates the final night before Prohibition was repealed. It's December 3rd at the Chicago History Museum, which is at Clark and North Avenue. You can go for this event, you can go to lastspeakeasy.com to get all the information. If you want more information about the museum, go to chicagohistory.org and find out all about that. One thing, John, that I saw as I was reading about the event is the Whiskey Barrel Bus. What is the Whiskey Barrel Bus?
Well, you know what? This is a brand new thing for us this year. We haven't had it before, and we have invited this vehicle to come. And I have to say, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm actually going to lay my eyes on it for the first time next Thursday. So I'm sure it's going to be something to see. That's for sure.
It sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. You can learn to dance. You can do dress up in your best 30s apparel. There's all sorts of things to do. It sounds like a wonderful event. And again, it's this Thursday, December 3rd, from 6:30 to 10:30. The museum is at Clark and North Avenue. You know where the Chicago History Museum is. If you haven't been there, you need to go. ChicagoHistory.org or for this event, LastSpeakeasy.com to get your tickets. John, I really appreciate the time. Best of luck with the event and happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Brian. Thanks
Take
so
care.
Much.
You're very welcome. That's John Russick. He is the VP for Interpretation and Education at the Chicago History Museum. So you can go to LastSpeakeasy.com to get all the information on the event.